People living along the Texas coast are evacuating their homes today as Hurricane Harvey gains muscle in the Gulf of Mexico. Forecasters say Harvey will make landfall late tonight or early tomorrow near Corpus Christi as a Category 3 storm. Wind speeds may surpass 110 miles an hour, and officials are warning the powerful surges coupled with heavy rain could lead to catastrophic flooding. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has declared a state of emergency in 30 counties. But yesterday, at a news conference, Corpus Christi Mayor Joe McComb said he would not force people to evacuate.
I think people are smart enough to make their decisions, and they don't need the government telling them what to do. But at some point in the storm, let me reiterate, there will come a time that rescue operations will cease, and everybody has to go in and protect their own lives.
Let's bring in Claire McInerney, who's a reporter with Here and Now contributor KUT. She has been reporting from Victoria, Texas, about 30 miles inland from the Gulf and about 100 miles northeast of Corpus Christi. We heard Mayor McComb there, Claire, telling people they should make up their own minds. But Victoria, where you were today, is under a mandatory evacuation. What are the conditions like there, and are people leaving?
Yeah, so right now the weather hasn't really started. It's very overcast and it's sprinkling and the winds have started a little bit, but everyone's being very precautionary. And yes, in Victoria, people were listening to the mandatory evacuation and leaving. When I was driving around the town, the Target, the Walmart, everything was empty. People weren't trying to hunker down and stay there. They were on the roads. And I was trying to check into a hotel, and all of the hotels were also following the evacuation and were having people check out and telling them to leave town. So it really is serious, and people are taking it seriously not to stay.
So people are able to go elsewhere, to other hotels farther away?
Yeah, so I ended up coming 30 miles north to another town, and it's not supposed to be as bad here farther away from the coast. So, but a lot of people were talking about going to some of the bigger cities that are getting ready to welcome evacuees.
What does the evacuation itself look like? I mean, how crowded are the streets? Can people actually get anywhere?
Yeah, so I actually had very little trouble. I think people have been paying attention throughout the week. But I did see a lot of RVs, things like that, people trying to get a lot of stuff out of town. But it's not crowded. I was able to get around easily. Gas stations are equipped. The town I ended up in right now, Yoakum, I heard that the grocery stores still have water and bread. So I think being in the area where hurricanes happen, a lot of people were trying to be very precautionary and prepared.
Forecasters say, and this is one of the daunting things, the storm is expected to stall over land and leaving up to 3 feet of rain in some areas. How well prepared do cities and towns along the coastline especially seem to be for that much water?
Unfortunately, with flooding, geography plays a huge role. So low areas will have flood issues for days and maybe even weeks after the storm hits, and there's nothing you can really do in terms of preparing. A lot of people keep saying, I'm just waiting to see how bad it actually is, to see if it, you know, pivots or, you know, dissipates as it comes onto land. You know, down here by the coast, flooding is surely going to be an issue. A lot of people talk about certain highways that, you know, are kind of low, so those will have trouble getting clear. But even in cities farther away, like Austin, which is where I came from, the heavy rainfall is expected to cause some road issues in lower areas.
All right. Thank you very much, Claire McInerney, reporter at KUT in Texas. As residents prepare there for Harvey's landfall, either late tonight or early tomorrow morning, Claire, be safe. Good luck and thank you.
Thank you, Lisa.